love of God. He's made a fire. Oh, the time will be that even can ever chill. He goes beyond the highest, oh, the highest sky, and reaches to the Lord. The guilty pain, the to write the law, to write the law.
How rich and pure, oh, how measureless and strong, oh, it shall for it, amor en Dios, destins en
tonight. Would you like to worship him this evening? I was just looking at this song. Verse 6, he said, there is a name I love to hear. I love to sing its words because it sounds like music in my ears. The sweetest name on earth. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Let's sing that song as we pray.
To hear.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. I bless your name this evening, Lord.
thank you for your grace. I thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercies. I thank you for your protection, Lord. Oh, I bless you, Lord Jesus. I thank you because, Lord, you first loved me. You purchased my salvation on Calvary tree. And so, Lord, I said this evening, oh, take your blessings, Lord. I give the glory to you. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Glorifying you, Lord. Oh, because there is none one. You are worthy to be praised, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name. Thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, of God, we pray with our thanksgiving, Lord. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a name that we have. Oh, there is no other name like your name, Lord. Oh, it's the sweetest name on earth, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It tells me of all the Savior who loves me. Oh, thank you, O God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, O God, we give you the grace, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, my God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. Oh, for another privilege like this, the Lord, you have accorded us, oh, to be gathered at your feet, Lord. Father, we thank you, we bless you, Lord. We give you the glory. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your name, Lord. Oh, who is like unto you, Lord? Your love towards us, O God. Oh, your loving kindness, Lord. There is nothing, oh God, we can save him to appreciate. But Lord, oh, we just with a stammering lips, oh God, we just say, Lord, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Give you the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. It is not our strength, Lord. It is not our strength, Lord. And it has never been our will, Lord. But it's always, Lord Jesus, your will is always for us. Father, we thank you, O God. We bless you. We really appreciate you, Lord. From our hearts, Lord, we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the Lord you did on Calvary for us. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Oh, what a loving Father. What a loving God. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name, Lord. Thank you, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Heavenly Father, we really appreciate you, God. We thank you, God, this evening. Lord, when we looked at the finished work on Calvary, we know that no one could have done it. It has to take you alone, O God. And Father, we thank you, we bless you, that this evening you have made it another grace for us to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we just want to surrender everything to you. We surrender our hearts, our thoughts, our minds. We surrender the pulpit, Lord, into you. We surrender the pews to God. The Lord Jesus, you have your own way with us tonight, Lord. And the purpose for which, Lord, you called us this evening, Father, let it fall upon us, O God. Let us receive it, O God, right into our hearts, Lord, that we will bear the fruits of it, O God, to
because the fruits will glorify your name. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. You're all welcome to the house of the Lord this evening. The weather is very terrible, but yet because you love the Lord, you are here tonight, and he first loved you. Amen. He purchased our salvation on Calvary. Praise the Lord. As we come here, as usual, for prayer meeting, the most important thing is to know who we are so that we can claim whatever belongs to us. If you don't know who you are, how can you claim what belongs to you? Yes. Amen. Amen. Tonight we got to know who we are, yes, so that we can claim what belongs to us. Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. We have two scriptures here tonight to read, but before we, may you be seated, before we read, there's a request here which we'll see to them when we start praying. The request comes from our precious brother, Kwame. He said, "It has been 7 years since I started looking for a business partner, but by the grace of God, I have found one." Amen. Amen. "And not that alone, but an office and all that I needed for the business to start. And I would like the saints to join me to thank the Lord and at the same time commit the business into the hands of the Lord. Amen. For his name to be glorified." Amen. Amen. So we shall join our brother to give thanks to the Lord and at the same time commit the business into the hands of the Lord. Amen. Let's now stand to the reading of the word. We have two scriptures tonight. The first one is Genesis 22. We shall read from the 15th verse to the 18th. Genesis 22, 15 to 18. And then we will turn to Hebrews 6, 11 to 15. Hebrews 6, 11 to 15. Let's first read the Genesis. Genesis 22. 15 to 18. Let's hear the word of God. "And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time, and said, By myself have I sworn, saith the Lord, for because thou hast done this thing, and hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, that in blessing I will bless thee. In multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gates of his enemies. And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice." The second reading. "And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end, that ye be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, Surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise." Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Lord, you are the author of this word. We know that, Lord, this word never came by the will of man,
but by the Holy Spirit as it led the prophets of old to give these messages unto us, Lord. Father, it has to take that same Holy Spirit tonight, Lord, oh, for us to receive your word, God. So, Lord, we ask for the Holy Spirit, Lord, oh, to take a hold of us. And, Father, open every word that, Lord, needs to be done in our lives, O God. Father, let us receive them, O Lord. We commit the pulpit into your hands. We commit the word into your hands. As Lord, even using me as a vessel, Father, speak to your children, Lord, that tonight we will find out who we are, that we will be able to stand on our grounds, Lord, and claim all that, Lord, belongs to us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? We have two great scriptures tonight. He said, the angel, when we go to Genesis, the 22, he said, we know the story already. When God asked Abraham to go and sacrifice that only son to him, Isaac. And Isaac, Abraham never questioned God. He just set forth to do according to what God has requested. Amen. No reasoning, no questioning. He said, yes, Lord. And we know the story how God made a way to provide a sacrifice for his own. Amen. And here, for what Abraham did, God also responded by showing his appreciation to what Abraham has been able to do. That he was ready to sacrifice his only son Isaac to him. So God said something. Let us look at it closely. He said, by myself have I sworn, because thou hast done this. Thou, you have done this. It is not a group. It's not what the church have done, but what you have done. Amen. 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 What you have done, it is what God, that's what God is looking at. Praise the Lord. And so, when we look at Hebrews also, it tells us that every one of us should show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. That we should not be slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. That we also should not be slothful, but we should be followers of them that through faith. Praise the Lord. So tonight, our topic is himself become the oath. Himself become the oath. Many a time I pick a statement from the prophet's message and use it as my topic. And this statement, the prophet made it in the message book, The Restoration of the Bright Tree, which was preached in Branham Tabernacle, Jeffersonville in 1962, paragraph 130, himself become the oath. So before we start, let us find out what is an oath. And the dictionary will give you a meaning like this. A solemn promise to do something, or that something is absolutely true. Amen. That's oath. Something is absolutely true, or that a promise to do something. Amen. That is oath. So himself become the oath. As we go along, you understand the topic. Praise the Lord. So we see that man also, we many a time, we declare an oath. But what has man's oath ever, has it ever lived? Man's oath has never lived. But God is not like a man. In marriage, we take an oath. Praise the Lord. You see, either the pastor will say or himself said, oh, I take you to be my wife, my lawful wedded wife, to have and to hold in sickness, in poverty, in everything, as Christ never departed from the church, or Christ will never shun the church, I will also never what? Shun you. So that day is a very joyful day. Praise the Lord. But today, the number of divorce applications are many than the women that are ready to be married. Praise God. That's a man's oath. He will never fulfill his oath. Application for divorce. I read it. He said, today the application for divorce is more than the application for marriage. And all these marriages, all these applications for divorce, they all entered into an oath. And the oath has been broken. Praise the Lord. But God is not like a man. When he speaks, the prophet said, when he speaks, it is a law. And for him to swear again on his promise is something that you cannot have any word than the prophet said himself become the oath. When God speaks, it is a law. It has to come to pass. It must stand. Praise the Lord. Just as he said, let there be light, there was light. When God speaks, it's a law. It has to come to pass. When he said, let every tree yielding fruit bear fruits after its kind, it has been so throughout. Amen. Since from creation. It has not changed. So whatever he says, it stands. Whatever he says must come to pass. Then we look at giving promise to Abraham. He could have said, Abraham, bless, I will bless you. Multiply, I will multiply you. Your seed shall what? Possess the gates of their enemies. And it could have stand. Praise the Lord. Nothing could have changed it. But here, God swear again on the promise. Think of that, my brother, my sister. When he says something, it is final. The prophet said, becomes law. Then, a promise he could have just said, Abraham, I will bless you, and that will stand. But here, he swore upon it again. And that's what the prophet said. Himself became the oath. Praise the Lord. Himself became the oath. And the prophet said, anything that God says, it is a law. So he was saying that there is a law. There is a law given amongst everything. Praise God. He said God has set all his laws to serve him, both natural and spiritual, working according to his word, regardless of the condition. Then the prophet said, I love that. He said God sets all his laws in motion. Think of it. He said, let it soak now, because we are coming to a healing service in a few minutes. Praise the Lord. We are coming to a healing service in a few minutes. So he said, take notice of this. He said, God set all his laws into motion, that it must work according to his own word. His laws have to work according to his word. Amen. He commanded the sun, he commanded the moon, he commanded the earth, he commanded the nature, and they all fall right in line. All laws work in harmony with God's spoken word. Amen. So anything that God created, there is a law that it got to live by. So the prophet said, a fish has a law. A fish has a law. And he said, and that fish can stand up here in water, and he has a law within him. And if he just lets go that law, listen carefully. If he lets go that law in him, he can sink plump to the bottom of the sea and won't bother him a bit and won't break one sail. Amen. Then the prophet said, you try to do it. You try to do it. He said, that law is not in you. How long can you stay underwater? That law is not in you. If a man wants to go to what under the water, so he has to put what? Oxygen tank at the back. And if he stays down there for too long and the oxygen finishes, he's going to die over there. Amen. Amen. And even going down there, he has to put on what? A special jacket to support the pressure. That law is not in you, but it is in the fish. He can stay under the water. And the prophet said, you see, he knows, the fish knows the law that is in him. And so he enforces that law. We are coming to something because we got to know ourselves also so that we can enforce the law that is in us. Praise God. The fish knows. He knows it. And he can enforce that law to take him plump to the bottom of the sea and then raise him back up again. Praise the Lord. The fish know. And then he mentioned the bird also. He said, there is a law in the bed also. He said, though it is an earthly bound material set on earth here, but it has a law within it that it spreads its wings and can fly out of sight. Amen. And I love this place. He said, no, we have the law of gravitation. The law of gravitation is that when you throw anything up, it has to come down. That's the law of gravitation. But he said, there is a law in the bird that he can defy that law of gravitation. He can fly and suspend himself in the air. The gravitation can never bring it down unless he himself decides to what? To come down. Amen. He defied the gravitation. My brother, my sister. The devil also have what? A gravitation to draw people down. But there is a law in you that even the devil's gravitation can never draw you down. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you use that law. Amen. He said, the bird, it can defy gravitation, lift itself right off it, and go right out of it, because it has put that law that is in it to work. And it is built to possess that law. Listen closely what the prophet is saying. He said, he puts that law to work. And he has what? He has that authority to possess that law. Amen. Then he talked of Jesus Christ. He said the law that is in Jesus Christ. He said there is a law. That law was that a word was spoken that I will not suffer my Holy One to see corruption. Neither will I leave his soul in hell. That is what? A law. That he, his Holy One, can never see corruption. Dig the deepest pit and put him there and cement it with the hardest concrete. It can never keep him there because God has spoken that he will not leave his Holy One to see corruption. And so when Jesus died, you know what the devil did? Just put inside that cave and then put a very big stone. So now today this man goes, never come back again. But there was a law. God have already spoken that he will not leave him there. So at the right time, he had to come out, no matter what stone you put. No matter what. If you know, we are coming on that. If you know who you are, no matter what kind of what stone they will be put across you. Praise the Lord. You have to come out. Amen. And so now we say we are the seeds of Abraham. And our law that has been given to us is greater than any other law. Because our own God swore by himself upon it. He swore by himself that blessing I will bless thee, multiplying I will multiply thee, and you will possess the gates of your enemies. Amen. And even he said, anyone that will bless you, I will bless that person. And anyone that will curse, I will curse that person. So my brethren, let us watch this. We are sons and daughters. And we are the sons, the seeds of Abraham. So be careful the way how you curse a brother. You curse a sister. It will come back to you. Because that is the word of God. He said, anyone that blesses you, I will bless that person. Anyone that curses you, I will curse that person. Let us watch this, my brother, my sister. Your brother and your sister, watch the way how you speak. Because God has already given a law. He has sworn over it. The prophet said his life was behind it. So watch these things. It's better you bless your brother, you bless your sister every day. So that God blesses you also. Amen. And so, we, as Abraham, the seeds of Abraham, we have a law in us also. The prophet said we have a law. And that law is that God has himself has sworn over it that we should possess the gates of our enemies. So you got to know yourself. You got to know who you are. The bird knows who he is. And he uses the law that is in him to do what? To apply, to enforce what he's supposed to have. So the same thing also, we have that power. We have that authority in us. That promise in us, that law in us, to also possess the gates of the enemy. Amen. Now, when we talk about the seeds of Abraham, many people just get confused about what? Isaac. But the prophet made us to know. He had made everything clear. Praise God. Isaac was what? The natural seed. Amen. Isaac was the natural seed. And look at the promise. The promise says, you will possess the gates of your enemies.
But when Isaac reached the gate of death, he couldn't possess it. Take notice of this. Isaac reached the gates of what? Death. He couldn't possess it. And so we are going to find the true seed of Abraham that we are, God promised that you possess that gates of what? The enemies. But yet, after Isaac, all those people who received the atonement of sin by the blood of bulls and goats, the prophet was saying, those people were able to do what? They were able to fight through dangers and perils. He said, some conquered the gates of fire. Some shut the mouths of lions. Some broke through the chains and shackles. And they journeyed in strange land, believing that there is no continuing city here, but look for one that has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. Even under the blood of bulls and goats, they were able to wrought what? Miracles. Praise God. Then the promise, the true promise of God had to come. Amen. The spiritual seed of Abraham, and we all know that's Christ Jesus. He's the one, when he met the gate of death, he was able to what? Overcome it. So the true seed of Abraham is Christ Jesus. Isaac was what? The natural. And the spiritual was Christ Jesus. He was the only one that was able to possess every gaze of the enemy. And today, we have been given what? The same opportunity to become Abraham's seed. And if you become Abraham's seed, the spiritual seed of Abraham, then you hold that same what? Law, that same authority to possess what? Your enemy's gates. Amen. But because the Bible says, this natural, if you are in the natural realm, you can never receive anything from God. If we are in our natural carnal situation, condition, we can never possess the enemy's gates. Because Isaac could not possess the gates of death. But Christ was able to possess the gates of death. And Isaac is the natural, and Christ is the spiritual. And so which one do you belong to? Amen. Are you still in your natural condition, the carnal condition? Then, definitely, you cannot possess the gifts of the enemies. He said, there is one thing they all failed. When they came to the gates of death, they all died. They could not possess the gates of death. The reason why Isaac was not the promised seed is that he also died. But God has promised, thy seed shall possess the gates of the enemies. Isaac was the natural seed. And now cometh the spiritual promised seed, Jesus Christ, the royal seed of Abraham, the only one capable to possess the gates of death. Amen. So you and I, we claim to be the seeds of Abraham. Then there is a law in us to possess the gates of the enemy. Amen. But what is happening? The seeds of Abraham, what has happened to us? You turn to Ecclesiastes 10, 5, 7 and read something there. Let's read something from that place. Ecclesiastes 10, 5 to 7. He said, there is a great error. A great error. He said, folly is set in great dignity,
Let me just read it. He said, there is an evil which I have seen under the sun. An error which proceedeth from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich sit in low place. And I've seen servants upon horses, and the prince walking as servants upon the earth. Amen. Oh, my brother, my sister, we got to know where we stand, who we are. Amen. If you know where you are, who you are, then my brother, my sister, you got to know your position and to exercise the authority, the law that God has given to you. Now, this, look at Ecclesiastes. He said, there is a great error, and it is very true. A great error is happening on earth here. Great error, folly, in great dignity. That the rich sit in what? Low places. The rich, they are sitting at low places because they don't know who they are. They don't know who they are. Praise the Lord. Look, you are the prince. But he said what? He has seen something on earth here. An evil which cometh from what? The ruler. And who is that ruler? That's Satan. Praise God. That today, servants are rather riding the horse. And then, the princes are holding what? The reins of the horse, walking on earth here. Whilst the servant is rather sitting on the horse and you are walking. You should have been riding the horse for the servant to what? To be walking. Now it has become what? The other way around. Great folly. It's very simple. The meaning of this scripture is that if you can't control the enemy, you can't control your own situation, you can't control your own self, and rather you are being led, oh, the devil just boot you, go and drink, and you just go and take beer, and you start drinking. Said, top it with another one. Another one. And then he said, now add cigarettes even on top. That is what? Your servant now is riding the horse and you are what? You are walking as what? A servant. That means you are being controlled by what? The very enemy that you are supposed to possess, he is now possessing you. Amen. The very enemy you are supposed to control, dominion over, is now have dominion over you. And he's controlling you. A great error. Folly in great dignity. I've seen what? Servants riding horses and princes walking on earth here. Which is true. Praise the Lord. You got to know who you are tonight, my brother, my sister. Amen. That we are the seeds of Abraham. Amen. And our own promise, God has sworn over it. Himself has become the oath. He came himself to die. To bring us out. Himself become the oath. That promise that you will possess the gates of the enemy, he himself came to do it. Praise the Lord. That you take it and possess the gates of your enemies. Just as I've also done. Do it the same. It's yours. The seeds of Abraham. My brothers, let us not be what? Princes walking on earth whilst our what? Sickness is riding us. Praise the Lord. Let us not be on earth here. Walking on earth, whilst what? The world is riding us. When the word says, go here, you go. When it says, do this, you do it. You've not known who you are. The bird knows who he is. That he can be able to control the gravitation, possess it. The fish knows who he is and can go right down into the sea and come back again. He's using the law that is in him. Praise God. And we are supposed to use the law that is in us to operate also. Just like the bird doing, just like the fish doing. We are the image of the Lord. And we cannot use our own law that God has given to us. My brother, then you become a princess walking on earth here and your servant is riding you. My brother, my sister, tonight, what is riding you? Whilst you are walking, you are supposed to be riding the horse. You are supposed to be riding the horse. Listen, you are supposed to be riding the horse. And all the demons and all the works of Satan must what? They have to walk. It is time for us now to exercise the law that God has given to us. The law that he has placed in us. It is time for us now to use that law tonight. What is it, my brother, my sister, that we need to shake off tonight? If there is something that you have not been able to control tonight, my brother, my sister, God is assuring you that you are a seed of Abraham. You are a seed of Abraham. And he has given you that law to possess the gates of your enemy. You have been given the law tonight. Possess it. Take dominion over that enemy. That situation in your life that you have not been able to overcome. Tonight, God is telling you, you are a seed of Abraham. And I've put in you that law that you possess the gates of your enemy. Whatever. Tonight, he's here. He said, I've given you what? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit to what? To enforce your claim. Take the Holy Spirit and enforce your claim tonight. Praise God. And tonight, I want us to look at some prayer line that we need to pray over. Praise God. We need to remember our brothers and sisters that baptized last Sunday, that they have crossed over, and where they've come, let the Spirit of God take a hold of them, the Holy Spirit. They receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And by that, they could what? Possess the gates of the enemy. We will remember them in prayer. That the Lord, it is now a what? A reconciliation. Amen. What they did is a reconciliation with God. And now it remains what? The restoration. Amen. It remains the restoration. So we commit them into the hands of the Lord. That they have come for a reconciliation. And so God should what? Give them the restoration. He has to restore them. Like the prodigal son. Amen. When he went into sin, first he realized, praise God, that no, his condition was what? Was wrong. The realization. So when you realize, then the next step is what? You repent from it. Amen. When you realize your condition, your situation, the next thing is what? First, R, realization. The second one, repent, R.
Amen.
Amen. Then you make what? A resolution.
Amen.
The same R, you make a resolution. Praise God. That I will go back to my father.
Amen.
And then when you come, your father receives you. It's what? A reconciliation.
Hallelujah.
We are still on the R. A reconciliation. From realization to repentance to resolution. And then you come to what? A reconciliation.
Amen.
And so at reconciliation, the next thing is what? A restoration. That the father restore that child that went into sin and has come back. He restored him as what? A son. Amen. We will commit them into the hands of the Lord. They have reconciled with God. That God will help to restore them where he had known them before the foundation of the world. We shall pray also for the children in this house.
Yes.
Praise God. We shall commit the children in this house. We shall continue praying for them.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. That the hands of God will be upon them.
Amen.
Then we'll, as you know, we'll commit our sister also into the hands of the Lord.
Yes.
That the Lord, it is time now. Lord, we want to rejoice.
Amen.
Lord, we want to rejoice. We want to see. Is that what's the name? Joshua. Praise God. The Joshuas are becoming more in this house. Oh, praise God. Then we have senior Joshua, junior Joshua. And then if they become three, how are we going to name them? Amen. So we remember our sister also in prayer. And then we shall... Remember our brother Kwame also, his business he has brought to us. And then next Sunday, we have a precious brother from Wolverhampton, brother Alex Ukene, who will be coming here. We commit also that also into the hands of the Lord, that he comes with the anointing of God and whatever we need from the Lord will use him to bless us. Amen. Then, you will pick anyone at all. Just pick someone and pray for that one tonight. Amen. Anyone at all that will fall on your heart, just pray for that one. Praise the Lord. So we will start praying with using your what? Authority now. As the seed of Abraham. That you go to possess every gate tonight. Because it is a law. God has spoken, it has become a law. And your promise, God has already even sworn on it again. That's why he has become what? The oath himself has become what? The oath.
Amen.
Amen. He has sworn over it. My sisters, my brothers, exercise your authority tonight. And he will release the Holy Spirit, for you to use that Holy Spirit to enforce whatever you are asking in your prayer tonight.
Amen.
That is the will of God tonight. My brother, listen. My sister, listen. That is the will of God tonight. That we use the law. We use the authority. We use our power that he has given to us.
Yes.
To possess every gaze of the enemy.
Amen.
Whether it be sickness. Whether it be in, whatever be it, we have the authority tonight. That's the will of God tonight for us. Praise the Lord. Will you bless his name?
Amen.
I bless your name. Oh, I bless your name. Oh, I give you all. Oh, I give you praise. Oh, you are the life. Oh.
the truth away. I bless your name. I bless your name.
Oh. In prisoner's chain, in prisoner's
listen to his own.
And in the pain
began to say the chains were loose.
Oh, the chains were loose.
And they were free.
Oh, we bless your name. I bless your name.
Oh, Paul and Silas. They were in prison. They were in chains.
I give you praise.
And they prayed.
You are.
And the chains and the shackles, they got broken. He's the same tonight. He's the same tonight. With the power of the Holy Ghost. To enforce.
If you should find.
Whatever we are going to pray tonight.
So turn your mind.
Oh, reach out and pray.
Reach out and pray.
Divide your sin.
Divide the chain.
Oh,
you find them.
Oh, hallelujah. I love it. Amen. My brother, my sister, we have the authority to possess every gate of the enemy.
I give you praise.
Paul and Silas, they were praying, they were just like me and you.
The truth and the way.
The chains, the shackles got broken.
Oh, we bless you, Lord.
Let us defy all the gravitations of the enemy.
So if you find, oh, that in your life,
if you find in your life,
in the place of time so high,
oh, reach out
by
faith. My brother, we are here to do the will of God. We are here tonight to do the will of God. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
I give you praise.
Oh, look. He has the life, he has the truth, and he is
the way.
Even when there is no way he can make a way.
I bless your name.
I bless your name.
Hallelujah.
I bless your name. Oh, I give you all. Oh, I give you praise.
I give you praise.
Oh, you are the light. Surrender your heart to him now. Just tell him, Lord, I believe that you are the life. You are the truth. You are the way. And thank you, the Lord, you have given me that authority to possess every gate of the enemy. My brother, you have authority.
tonight. My sister, you have authority tonight. You have authority.
I give you all.
To bring everything under your feet.
I give you praise.
Oh, put your feet on him tonight. Destroy his work. Destroy it. He's here tonight.
I bless your name.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Oh, I give you all.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
I give you praise. You are the Lord.
Now we are going to pray for the children in this house. We are going to pray for the children in this house, that the Spirit of God will take a hold of all of them against sickness, against disease, against all works of the enemy. We are protecting our children tonight. We have authority to possess every gate of the enemy. Oh, bless the children, bless the children. In the name of Jesus Christ. Put your hand on any child that is near you. Put your hand on any child that is near you. In the name of Jesus Christ. And just call upon the name of the Lord. Oh, my sister. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Spirit of God is here. Lord, our children, we raise them before you, O God.
Sweep over my soul, sweep over our souls, sweet Spirit, sweep over our souls. Complete as we sit at your feet, sweet Spirit, sweep over our souls, sweep over our souls. Oh, sweep over our souls, oh, sweet Spirit, sweep over our souls. Oh, our rest is complete as we sit at your feet, sweet Spirit, sweep over our souls. Oh, sweep over our souls. Oh, sweep over our souls. Sweet Spirit, sweep over our souls. Oh, our rest is complete as we sit at your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep.
We are going to pray once again, and this time we are going to put our sister Lillian before the Lord. Oh, that's yes, Lord, we want to rejoice. We want to take a testimony to glorify your name. And so, Lord, we are committing our system to your hands.
Hallelujah.
The Lord, you open the gates. Yes. Open the gates. For our joy to be complete.
Amen.
So we lift up our sister. Let us pray, my brother, my sister. You have the authority now. You have the authority. Just commit it into the hands of the Lord. Just say, Lord, we want to rejoice. Oh, for 9 months, Lord, you have kept hell, Lord God, and we thank you for it, Lord. And Father, we know the time is now. The time is now. And the Lord, oh, we want to, Lord Jesus, oh, that the gates will open, oh God. Oh, we are expecting, oh Lord Jesus. We want our joy to be complete, Lord. Father, we commit this time, Lord, a condition, oh Lord, into your hands. Father, we come against every gate that will rise up against us. We come against every gate in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever gates the enemy is planning tonight, Lord, we possess it. We possess it, Lord. We possess it, Lord. We possess it, Lord. We have the Holy Ghost to enforce it, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, thank you, my God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. We thank you, O God. Oh, we are looking for it, Lord. We are looking for it now. Now, Lord. Now we are looking for it, Lord. We are looking for it now, Lord. Oh, the gift. We want to receive it, Lord. We want to receive the gift now, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, O God. Mm. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. We shall pray once again, and this time, my brother, my sister, just pick anyone at all. Pick somebody. You know what the person is looking for. At the same time, we remember our precious brother Kwame's request among this also. That pray for someone, somebody. Pray for somebody, my brother. Pray for somebody, my sister. We know ourselves, though God knows us more. But you know a need of a brother. You know a need of a sister. Just commit her. Just commit him before the Lord tonight. Because you have that authority. That to possess every gate of the enemy. And to bring to pass anything that you request of the Lord. Because he's here tonight to fulfill every request that we put before him. Because he said we are the seeds of Abraham. My brother, just pray for someone day. Pray for somebody, my sister. Pray for somebody, my dear brother. Lift up a brother before the Lord. Lift up a sister before the Lord. It is not only need, but the life. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, we remember our precious brother Kwame. Oh, God, the Lord, you have done so wonderfully for him. And Lord, he comes back to give the praise and thanks to you. That all these 7 years, with patience and faith in you, you have done it for him, O God. Lord Jesus, he presents it before you again. The Lord, the step that he takes, O God, He doesn't want to take it alone, oh Lord. He wants your leadership. He wants your wisdom. He wants your blessings, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let your hands be lifted up, oh God. Let your hands be lifted, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Shine on me, oh Lord, shine on me. Yeah. Oh, shine on me, shine on me, oh shine. Lighthouse, shine on me, oh, shine on me, oh, shine on me, little light from the lighthouse, shine on me, oh, shine. Shine on me, oh, shine on me, oh, shine on me, little light from the lighthouse, shine on me, shine.
Once again, committing the church into the hands of the Lord, committing our pastor into the hands of the Lord, committing the ministers into the hands of the Lord, committing the deacons into the hands of the Lord,
hallelujah,
committing the worship leaders into the hands of the Lord, committing everyone in this church into the hands of the Lord. And as we commit the church into the hands of the Lord, we remember the meeting that is coming on Sunday. Our precious brother from Wolverhampton, UK, who is visiting us, that the Lord will bring him safely, and at the same time, the Lord will use him for the purpose for which he ordained even before the foundation of the world, that he will be here to speak to his children by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. So let us pray once more as we have take that song in our minds, that the Lord will shine upon us from the lighthouse, let that blessing come upon us. Oh, let us remember the church into the hands of the Lord this moment. Let us pray once again. Brethren, you have the authority. You have the authority to possess. Lift up. Lift up. That this church, from the pastor to every member of this church, we want to see the leadership of the Holy Spirit in each and everyone. Because we have a message that is has taken us back to the days of Pentecost. We want to see the demonstration. The church that started on the day of Pentecost. We have a message that is taking us back to that
that time, Lord, let Pentecost fall upon this church, Lord. Let Pentecost fall upon this church, Lord. Let Pentecost fall upon this church, Lord. The days of old, the beginning of the church. Commit, Lord, our pastor into your hands. Oh, Lord Jesus, we know when the enemy comes, he's the one that he targets. If he could get him, he could get a church because he's a shepherd. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, Father, we pray the Lord, you raise up a defense shield, oh, God. A standard, Lord. Oh, God. To protect him, oh, Lord Jesus. Against any directions of the enemy. Oh, Lord. The same also every minister here. Every deacon here. Lord, place each and every one. Oh, according to the ministry the Lord you have given unto him. Yes, Lord. For the sake of the perfection of your children, Lord. Father, let Pentecost fall again, Lord. Let Pentecost fall again, O Lord Jesus. To experience the same demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. There shall be showers of blessings. As we sing, yes.
Oh, there shall be saints in heaven, chasing from the Savior above.
Showers of blessing, showers of blessing within. Blessing drops down as a falling. But oh, the showers swiftly. Oh, the showers blessing, precious reviving again.
Oh, oh, oh,
over the hills and the valleys, down over mountains of pain. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing within. Blessing drops down as
a falling.
But for the showers within, this shall be showers of
blessing. This shall be showers.
Send them upon us, O Lord.
Oh, 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 oh.
Down to it now and refresh. Come and now another word. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessing we need. Blessing drops down as our own.
the sweetest found us are. They shall be showers of blessing. Oh, that today they might fall. Now as to God we call, confessing. Now as on Jesus we call, showers of blessing. There shall be showers of blessing. Oh, there shall be blessings.
Oh, there shall be blessings. We pray. Send from the Savior above. Oh, showers of blessings. Showers of blessings we need. Blessings of blindness are falling, but for the showers
of blessings,
showers of blessings we need. Blessings of blindness are falling, but for the showers we need.
Praise the Lord. My brethren, tonight, the Lord has assured us that we are the royal seeds of Abraham, and that we have that law in us to possess the gates of the enemy. So from tonight, we know that we have dominion over every works of the enemy, powers and principalities.
Amen.
And that we are not going to allow our servant who is Satan and his demons, yes, to be riding horses and we walking on earth here. Yes. We will take our place and they have to take their place. Yes, we are the princes. Yes. We are the sons and daughters of God.
Amen.
And that no one can dominate us.
Yes.
We have the dominion over everything.
Amen.
Receive it tonight. Take it tonight. Let it be your defense shield. Hold on to it tonight. By faith, hold on to it. You are more than what? You are more than able. Because there is the Holy Spirit for you to enforce anything that you demand from God. He has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. My sister, shake yourself out.
Amen.
From whatever shackles.
Yes.
My brother, shake yourself out.
Yes,
because he has promised.
Yes.
And he that has promised, I will never fail. Because he has,
amen,
never failed. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. An answer. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah is an answer.
Father, once again, at the end of this meeting,
hallelujah,
we want to thank you,
thank
for your presence being among us.
Thank you, Lord.
Because the purpose of us even coming here is to meet with you today.
Yes, Lord.
But surely your presence was with us,
amen.
Father. That's why we want to unload ourselves,
amen,
before thee, Father, that when we leave this place, Father, we're going full with thy extraction and thy power and thy Holy Spirit. Father, we have seen the word and the promise that you sow yourself to our great Father Abraham, that thy seed shall possess the gate of the enemy. Father, it's not because of the work of our great Father Abraham, it's because your word was spoken.
Amen.
When your word is spoken, it can't return a voice. It must be fulfilled, the purpose by which you have sent it, Father. And we believe that this word that was spoken tonight, Father, not our brother, but it was read from your Bible, Father. He just make it known to us that we should recognize our position, Father. That we are made to live above every earthly things, Father, that we are created to be above the devil and all the work of the enemy. Father, the power was given to us 2,000 years ago. You demonstrated, and the scripture says, the sign shall follow them that believe, Father. And we believe that this sign is with us, Father. And for all the prayer requests that was made before thee, Father, we believe that they are answered. Because the scripture says you are an answering God, Father. We thank you so much, and we,
hallelujah,
rejoice with our brother Akwami, Father, for the business that you have started with him, Father. Let the hand of the Lord be with him,
amen,
that he shall prosper, Father. Because you says that you shall possess in this earth and the coming kingdom, Father. And we believe, Father, that our brother will possess everything that you have put in his hand. Father, also we want to remember our sister. We can't stop praying until when she's,
hallelujah,
delivered, Father. And we believe, Father, that you says that a woman shall give birth with pain, Father. We don't pray for pain, Father. We pray for a normal deliverance in the name of the Lord Jesus,
hallelujah,
Christ, Father. That the baby will be born safe and the mom will be healthy, Father. Because you, the author of life, Father, you the one that give that baby, Father. And we believe that very soon,
amen,
we will rejoice to see our baby among us, Father. We ask you and we commit all the weekend services, Saturday, at thy hand, Father. Man can read the Bible, man can speak theology, but we know that the only things that can save is the word that come from thee. That's why we ask you, you shall put the right word in the mouth of our brother, that those words, when they be spoken, Father, something good shall happen to our life. Because we know each time when you come, something good happen,
hallelujah,
Father. And tonight also, something good has happened to us, Father. You have answered our prayer, Father.
Amen.
And we want a blessing in each of us' life, Father. We ask you, Father, that your word that was preached should be a meditation inside of our heart, Father. That we should look upon the scripture and see ourselves there, Father. Because surely, through the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, we are the seed of Abraham. The royal seed of Abraham, Father. There's nothing that can defeat us. Because the one that is in us is more than the one that is in the world, Father. Every unspoken request, Father, we believe that you will meet with them. And we thank you. We want to depart from this place. We don't want to depart the way we come. We want to depart with thee, Father. Any work of the enemy on the road, all the work of the enemy, the accident, anything that could happen, could be the plan of the devil. The scripture says that every weapon that will be formed against you will be in vain. And every tongue that shall be raised in judgment against thee, you shall condemn it. That's why we condemn all the work of the enemy, and we take authority under any malice of the devil in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We commit all at thy hand, believing that we will meet one another on Saturday by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. We commit all our brothers, sisters who are not able to make with us, that you shall be with them. Bless us all, and we want to depart in the wonderful name, the name that is above all names, the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray. Amen.